Joining us right now is public health nurse Christy Kromholtz from Lincoln County. Some precautions for people going to the fair and people working at the fair. Why so much hand washing? What's going on?
Well, this year, the state is recommending that we do hand washing at the fairs, especially in areas where there are pigs, because there is a flu strain circulating among pigs. And if people are in contact with pigs, they could get exposed to this virus, where we want them just to make sure they're washing their hands so they don't become infected.
What about the people that go to the fair that maybe see animals once a year, and that's at the fair? They may have a tendency to reach out and try to pet the animals or get close to them in other ways. Any recommendations there?
I don't believe the state gave us any exact recommendations on touching the pigs, but if you were to touch the pigs, we'd just say to make sure you wash your hands afterwards.
I understand that the animal handlers also have to do things a little bit differently. What are they doing?
This year, the fair committee, at least I know at the Lincoln County Fair, they'd made a few changes. One being, I didn't know that they did this, but you cannot sleep with the pigs this year. They had extra education done this year on proper handling of the pigs, making sure they're watching them more closely for illness. And more exact details, they would, the fair committee would be the best people to contact with questions on that.
This new flu virus, apparently H3N2V, I've not heard of that one. Any idea what the symptoms are or what it does?
Yes, the symptoms are very similar to the regular seasonal flu, and it's fever, coughing, sore throat, headache, and vomiting.
Have we seen any signs of this strain in Wisconsin or in our area?
Not in Wisconsin as of this year. Last year, we had 20 cases in Wisconsin. So it actually has been around for a few years. It just was more prevalent last year. So the state just wants us to be cautious and prepare that it may pop up again this year.
With all the extra hand washing, I also noticed that no food will be allowed in the animal exhibit areas. Is that also as a precaution to keep something from spreading to others?
That is correct. The fair committee decided to go with the state recommendations to just not have any food in there, because if it, for some reason it would get a flu virus on your food and then you'd eat it, you could get sick having it touch your mouth or your eyes, your hands. So they just are recommending to just not bring any food into the barns, as well as bottles, pacifiers.
For those that are handling the animals versus people just going to the fair to watch, how will the fair board and their staff know who's supposed to be close to the animals and who's not?
That's more of a specific question for the fair committee. I'm not exactly sure how they're monitoring specifically handlers versus visitors.
Anything we should add as far as these precautions for going to the fair this year?
That it's still safe to go. We don't recommend not going. It's certainly just a precaution. As I mentioned earlier, there are no cases of the virus in the state at this time. It's just, we want everyone to be safe, and just in case it were to be out at the fair, just to make sure you're doing good hand hygiene. There's going to be extra hand washing stations and sanitizer available for people, and just mostly that it's still safe to go and have a good time. Just be a little extra cautious.